Life is beautiful. Life is just great. It's just dandy, motherfucker. I'm trying to tell you. It's all good, players. It's all good. Yeah, once again, Almighty. The Almighty One, nigga. The Fat Mac 3XL coming at you. Doing this motherfucking audio shit, man. Been having a ball doing it. Hey, man, I'm coming into my own and shit. You know, I'm still learning things and trying to figure out the software that I'm fucking with and all that kind of shit, you know, but I'm keeping it real basic for right now, man. But Shit, man. There's so much shit to rap about, so much shit to talk about, man. You know what I mean? Just because I'm the type of motherfucker that I always got my hands into something, so I don't think I'm ever going to run out of shit to goddamn talk about. But I was just rapping to y'all about that bitch. You know what I mean? That I was on some simp shit with, man. Some niggas will say I caught feelings for a hoe. Or whatever the fuck, man. So, I mean, we gonna analyze that and shit. Now, basically, what I really wanna talk about, man, is the whole concept of courage. About what's brave and what's not brave. And what's a man and what's not a man and shit. And what I found out, man, this is really interesting, man. That, some motherfuckers will say that only weak motherfucker simp, or, and maybe that's just the wrong kind of word that I'm using, but I'm gonna use it just for the sake of argument for some of you so-called hardcore niggas out there that claim that y'all don't give a bitch this and you don't do shit for a bitch dad and all this kind of shit. I'm gonna just go ahead and I'm gonna do you the favor, nigga, and I'm gonna just use the word simping, you know what I mean, because I caught feelings for a bitch and shit, man. But in my eyes, man, once I sit back and I look at the whole goddamn scenario, man, when I was really high on the motherfucking Mac Attack, man, where I was just doing everything correct in the Mac game, keeping bitches at bay, doing nothing but, you know, keeping an eye on my money and shit, and just using bitches as a commodity and all that kind of shit. Man, on the real, that shit was easy, man. That shit came real easy to me. And to shut a bitch out and not to give a bitch no love, and to shun bitches and just use them, I mean, fuck, just to use them and discard them was easy, man, right? And the hardest thing for me to do, now, this gonna fuck some of y'all up, right? Some of y'all so-called hardcore gangster thug, pimp Mac niggas and shit, but the hardest thing for me to do was to sit back and open up and let a bitch in. Oh, yeah. What's that you say? That's what I'm saying, man. That was the hardest thing for me to do, man. That was the bravest thing that I ever could have motherfucking did, man. And anybody who's ever been in a situation like that knows, you know, what's coming down the pike, nigga, if the shit goes horribly wrong, man. I mean, that's a gamble that can make you crash and motherfucking burn. So when I sit back and look at it and I think about who's the bravest or who's got the most courage, it's the nigga that's daring to love and to look a bitch in the eye, man, and basically say, bitch, I love you. And that's funny, right? Bitch, I love you. But anyway, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Look her in the eye, motherfucker, say, bitch, I love you. That's hard as fuck, man. That was hard for me to do that shit, nigga, because I knew that this motherfucking relationship was doomed to fail, homie, for real. I knew it was, man. But that was the hard thing for me to do, man. It was easy to keep a bitch at bay. It was easy for me to not goddamn let a bitch in. It was easy for me to clown bitches and just use them and get paid off them and all that kind of shit. But it was hard, dog. It was real hard for me to just sit back and enjoy and actually treat a woman like she was a human fucking being, man. That was hard for me. I ain't gonna lie. Right now, I'm still fucked up over it, man, because I'm like, damn, man. Oh, shit. I mean, you can see the error and the folly of your ways, man, when you do shit like that, man. You know how they say shit like what come around, go around and shit. And that was probably the main thing that really concerned me, man, because I did so much dirt to motherfucking people just in general in the course of this macking, man. I mean, fuck, man. I mean, bitches meeting me at hotels and shit, sucking on my dick, then going back home, kissing a nigga in the mouth. Come on, man. I mean, that shit was bound to come back on me somehow, nigga. I mean, fuck. I mean, just the way I just did females in general, and, you know, man, fuck. I don't know, dog. Just karma's a motherfucker, and I know universal law, man. You know, whatever you put into a thing is exactly what the fuck you gonna get out. So, I mean, I don't have no regrets, man, and I don't see myself as any less of a man because I love the bitch, you know what I mean? Because I actually see that as some really high-powered shit, man. I see that as really, I see that as bravery, man. I see that as just being having the pinnacle of courage, being able to goddamn open up yourself, man, bare your soul to a bitch, man. You know what I mean? It's the most foolish thing you could fucking do, man. It's like walking on goddamn thin ice, nigga. Right. So, I mean, that was a test of my motherfucking manhood, man. Cause on the real, I had never really fucking caught feelings for too many bitches, man. I mean, I can count maybe two or three in the last, you know, like, how old am I? Shit, you know, how old am I? 37, 38. I'm an old school nigga, man. You know what I'm saying? So, I ain't really had too much heartbreak in my life, man, because I always kept females, you know, out there, you know, fed them with a long-handled spoon, nigga. So, it's always been easy for me to keep a woman out. It's always been easy for me to just hold them at bay and goddamn clown them and just use them and just fuck with them when I want to fuck with them and shit. So I finally decided, okay, enough is enough. I'm going to open up. I'm going to experience some goddamn love, man. Some affection and shit, man. That was hard. That wasn't to be fucked with. I knew what was coming, nigga. Of course, since I'm in the game, nigga, I know what the fuck's going to happen, man. This shit is not going to work. This female, she got motherfucking 2-3 baby daddies and shit. She got a nigga she been fucking with for like 10 years. And I mean, it's not going to work. It's not going to happen. I'm married and shit. And I got all this money tied up in my house and in my wife. It's not going to fucking work, Mac. It ain't going to work. Don't do it, nigga. Don't do it. You know what I mean? Shit. But, of course, I was always strong enough to know that, you know, you don't give up your motherfucking dreams, your aspirations over no pussy, man. And you don't wreck your life and start from square one over no pussy, you know what I mean? So to all those niggas that think that I was just whooped to the point where I was just a fucking retard, nigga, think again, man. Think motherfucking again, man. I didn't take the motherfucking ST plus, bitch. I seen it for what the fuck it was. I ain't fall off the goddamn deep end, nigga. Shit, I still kept the hustle. I'm still hustling. I still got my money. I still got my ride. I still got my house, my car. I still got everything intact. And I'm still fucking on the bitch. You feel me? But just this time, I don't have all the responsibilities that come with fucking on the bitch. You understand? Yeah, she over there chilling with her lesbian lover. You know, they up in the house and they taking care of the domestic shit and taking care of the kids and the bills. I don't have to do that no more, motherfucker. All I gotta do is wait on her to call and then I go over and I bust that thing out and I come back home, nigga. Right, so let me just dispel that, man. In my humble opinion, I feel, yes, the Fat Maxter speaks, and he so dubiously says that it takes more courage to love a bitch than to pimp on one. Yes, I said it. I believe that wholeheartedly, my friend. It takes more courage, more motherfucking fire, nigga, to actually open up your heart and love on a bitch than to pimp on her, man. Oh shit. That is as far as I'm concerned. Yeah, man. Like I said, I've been fucking using and abusing bitches forever, man. It's nothing to me. But to actually sit down and motherfucking just make yourself vulnerable to a motherfucking bitch, man, for real, man. And y'all motherfuckers that's been in love or been to a relationship or whatever, y'all should be able to relate to that, man. It ain't no fucking joke, nigga. It's rough. It's not to be fucked with, man. But anyway, I'm rambling on. I'll go take another motherfucking break. Because it's the motherfucking Fat Mac Show at the motherfucking Hoe Flipper Network. MrRiggerShow.com. Real talk, real music all day, every day, motherfucker. So we gonna take a break, bitch. Hold up.
it, cause each time I see you, I just can't help myself. I think about how tight we used to be. I break down and cry. Oh, baby, walk on by. Walk on by, foolish pride, that's all that I have left. So let me hide the tears and the sadness you gave me. You put the hurt on me, you sucked it to me, mama, when you said goodbye. Walk on by. Make believe you never see the tears and cry. So do me a favor and walk on by. So I'm begging you to walk on by. Oh yeah. Make believe you never see the tears and cry. I'm begging you to walk on by.
Man, like I said, I'm down here in the motherfucking city, man. Fucking. Excuse me while I get all paranoid and shit, but I gotta look to my right, look to my left, and I gotta look over my shoulder and shit, make sure ain't nobody creeping up on the motherfucking downtown, you know. The motherfucker Fat Maxer, he ain't the type of nigga that be caught slipping and shit. Sitting in my 07 Charger, nigga. Yeah, I went ahead and I don't know if I rap to y'all about that. I'm not the type of nigga that brag about his material possessions and shit, but yeah, I felt it was time for me to treat myself to something nice. I got me a 07 white Charger, man, with a Hemi V8 engine. This motherfucker is no joke. This bitch, I've been blowing the doors off Mustangs ever since I got it on the goddamn highway, man, shit. And I ain't even really into that kind of shit, man, like cars. And I ain't no gearhead. I don't know first motherfucking thing about no goddamn car, man. I barely know how to fucking put oil in the bitch, but I can drive the motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I got me a nice little motherfucking ride, man, shit. And now, one of the things that I knew was going to happen, of course, every time a nigga make a step or make an advance to success or whatever, and I knew this shit was gonna happen, especially with the chicks and shit. You know, I went riding through the hood in my new shit, man, and then I'd heard through the grapevine that some females was kind of salty at the fact that, you know, I got a nice ride and shit, you know what I mean? And I guess that they feel that they're entitled to the same perks that I'm entitled to. And I would just like to say to those females who may have stumbled upon my show or stumbled upon my site, bitch, no, you are not entitled to what the fuck I'm getting. You are not putting in the work. You are laying on your back and you're goddamn performing what you need to perform. But in no way are you entitled to get what the fuck I'm getting, because you are not paying for the legal fees, you are not paying for the hosting, you are not paying for what else I got, man? Anyway, you know, my credit card peoples and shit that's processing the fucking transactions and shit, man, and you ain't up on the goddamn internet posting shit up, advertising and marketing, and you're not doing graphic work, and you're not, I mean, bitch, you ain't doing shit. You ain't doing nothing. You're just a performer in the goddamn play. But I'm doing every goddamn thing on this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? I put the whole motherfucker together, man. So how the fuck that make you entitled to get what the fuck I get? What the fuck, man? That's like saying, you know, the goddamn motherfucker working at General Motors or put the tires on a goddamn car is entitled to making the Fortune 500 bucks that the CEO making. You know what I'm saying? No, bitch, no. That's ridiculous. It don't work that way. No, I do everything. And not only do I do all that shit, but I do what you do. I pulls my dick out just like you pulls your fucking clit out, bitch. Okay? So I'm doing all that and plus what you do. So how the fuck you supposed to goddamn get an 07 Charger just like me? No. I don't think so, man. What the fuck, man? So I just want to clear that shit up for anybody that's goddamn tuned in, who may be part of my stable and shit, who may feel that they've been left behind and shit. I'm like, hey, if you think this shit is easy, then you start up your own shit, and then you get to the point where you can buy you an 07 Charger. That's what you do. But until then, shut the fuck up. Thank you. Like I said, I'm paying for this, I'm paying for that, I'm doing the goddamn groundwork, I'm doing the marketing, I'm doing the graphic work, I'm putting the site together, I'm doing the whole shebang, and here come your simple ass, just because you shook your ass on my video, you talking about you entitled to get what the fuck I get, a cut. Bitch, please. Fucking ridiculous, man. What the fuck kind of planet, where are these motherfuckers coming from, man? Oh, it's ABCs and 1, 2, 3s, man. Apples and fucking oranges and fucking you say tomato, I say tomato, motherfucker. I don't understand this shit, man. But I just want to clear that shit up, man. Hey, y'all insulting my goddamn intelligence by even insinuating that you supposed to get what the fuck I get. You ain't putting in the work that you would. Most of you motherfucking bitches can't spell computer. Shit. What the fuck? Okay, allow me to apologize to some of my female stablemates who may not be thinking like that, you know what I mean? Because I hope I did not generalize and put all of y'all in the same boat, but nevertheless, it still is real, nigga, and I meant that shit. And if it don't apply to you, then please discard it. But for you motherfuckers out there that's all pissed off and salty and shit because I'm doing motherfucking what the fuck I got to do and I'm making moves and I'm handling my business and shit and you ain't doing shit but smoking weed in the goddamn projects and then somehow, some way, that translates into you supposed to get money like I'm getting money to get an 07 Charger because you ain't really doing shit. Like I said, you just a keg in the wheel to making this whole motherfucker work. Yep. What's next on the agenda? I don't know. I'm still waiting on this nigga to call. He ain't called yet. What the fuck, man? All right, break time once again, motherfuckers. Break time. So, once again, it's the almighty Fat Mac, the 3XL, baby, coming at you live and direct from MacCity.com. Check that shit out. High-powered, motherfucking real reality-ass shit, man. You know how we do, baby, so check it out. Hey, this the Fat Mac.
If I held you tight in the morning light, yeah, would you mind if I said how I felt in the lead tonight? Yeah. my heart tonight.